Hello, and welcome to Something New. This is a game system we have been looking forward to for quite some time that some of our friends made, and we are very excited to play it. We are playing Lightside, which is a Star Wars game, basically. Hannah, you want to go ahead and explain to us what we're playing?
We're playing Star Wars. That's basically all there is to it. It's a Powered by the Apocalypse game. I mean, it's Star Wars Powered by the Apocalypse. That's pretty much it. It's a great system, yeah, though. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. I'm very excited. And yeah, our friends over at Shrimp and Crits wrote this game.
Yeah, so Ian and Cap from Shrimp and Crits wrote this for us. Well, not for us, but like for everybody. We're very excited to play it. We've been looking forward to it for quite some time and been playing other stuff when we finally get to play this. And Hannah has been wanting to do a Star Wars game for a while.
Indeed.
And so now that this one like came out and we're like, ooh, that looks awesome. Let's play that. We can support our friends and play a Star Wars game. Awesome.
I will admit, if it's not obvious, I am running the game, but I will admit I am a little intimidated because I think everyone else here knows more about Star Wars than me. So,
oh, definitely not me. No,
definitely
no.
Not me either.
I don't know about that. You guys have watched all of the Clone Wars and Rebels and all of that, and I haven't.
We've watched a lot of the show, but...
Yeah, but we haven't watched a lot of, like... I still don't think I've watched all of the second of the original movies.
Which one is that?
Empire. You haven't seen all of...
Yeah, I still don't think I've watched all of Empire.
We watched it together, you and me.
No, we didn't.
No, we watched it together.
I started watching it with Sharon, and I never finished it, and I don't think I ever went... We watched the prequels together. We didn't watch the originals.
I swear I watched the original three movies sometime after I met
you.
That's
the best one.
That hurts. That really hurts.
I know it's the best one. I've seen all of the first and the third.
I don't think that you're allowed to play this game until you've seen that movie.
We're not even playing in that time period.
It doesn't matter.
Hannah, do you want to tell us what time period we're actually playing?
Okay. I gotta reel myself back in. We're playing in the Old Republic.
Yeah. So, to be fair,
mostly to avoid anything to do with canon.
It has nothing to do
with
canon.
We're not touching the canon stuff, so.
Star Wars knowledge doesn't matter that much.
Well,
also, if anyone here has played Knights of the Old Republic, don't spoil anything because Susanna needs to play it at some point because it has an amazing story.
Yes, it does.
I started playing it. As usual, I didn't remember to finish it.
It's a great game.
Yeah, but anyways, we're going to go ahead and get into it. I'm really excited. If you want to give us just some basics, like what are they called? The stats in this game.
Yeah, so the stats are scruff, tech, smooth, and force. Some of the basic moves are things like blast them, where you shoot people, defend, where you defend yourself or another crewmate. I've got a bad feeling about this, which is kind of like read a bad situation to translate it to Monster of the Week. You have melee, negotiations, and then things like repair, slice, which is hacking, and using the force. So those are the main basic moves.
All right. And anything else we could talk about in game?
It is, you know, obviously called Lightside, and this every character has kind of like a struggle between the light side and the dark side. So everyone has a balance track. The balance track goes from fear to anger, anger to hate, and then hate to suffering. And once you fill your balance track, you have to roll to resist the dark side. If you don't resist the dark side, your character becomes mine. So that's fun.
I love games that have this kind of thing.
Mm, interesting.
Sort of.
Yeah, so like you can choose to mark dark side to give yourself an extra die on rolls, but obviously there are pros and cons to that.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Oh, there are some other mechanics with like influence and then like how duels work and things like that, but I think we will cover those if and when we get to them.
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll get there when we get
All right.
Otherwise, are you ready to get us started?
Yeah, I think we have a little bit of setup to do before we jump into things. I think we should kind of introduce our characters maybe, and I think a good way to do that, at least for two of you, would be to go ahead and roll your beginning of mystery move. So, Wesley or Andrew, who would like to go first?
I will be the kind one here. I will allow Andrew to go first.
Oh, are you sure that's kind? I'm kidding, by the way. I actually am totally fine to go first.
At no point in that sentence was I sure where it was going.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
I don't think I was either. Anyways, yes, I'll go first. So I am playing the playbook called The Bounty Hunter. And do you want me to do a character description now or just the move?
Go ahead and give us just like the basics, like nothing too like in-depth, just kind of who you are, yeah. What you do, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. So I am obviously a bounty hunter. It says it all in the name of the playbook there. I am a Nautilan, which is a race of, if you know who Kit Fisto is, Jedi Master Kit Fisto.
Very nice.
One of the best names in Star Wars.
He's an amazing character.
I'm one of those aliens. So they're a amphibious race. They can breathe underwater, but they get by just fine on land. They have like smooth kind of green, blue, brown skin. He has blue skin. I mean, they have these tendrils on their heads that like multiple tendrils that kind of like hang almost like dreads, I guess, kind of down their back. And they have these big black, or in my case, like dark maroon, like kind of solid eyes. I'm pretty kind of trim is what I'll say. I'm well built, but I'm not like massive and muscular. You know, I'm pretty pretty slim. And I'm wearing some beaten up leathers. There's a sniper rifle hanging off of my back. That's just kind of my general look. For me, my beginning of, is it called a mystery? Or is it a...
Mission, in this case,
mission,
I think.
It's mission.
Mission, sorry. Yeah. Beginning of mission yeah. move.
Yeah, so my beginning of mission move is Bounty Guild. Oh, you forgot to say one of the most important things. I can't say it before I read my move, Hannah. What is your role called in this
game?
Oh,
yes. I am the Senate.
Yes.
I'm going to say that at every opportunity. I am the Senate. So
yes,
the GM is called the Senate.
You are the Senate. Yes. So at the beginning of each mission or at the Senate's discretion, roll plus smooth. On a 10 plus, you are given a new bounty for a target that will be nearby in your next mission. Your contact at the guild will tell you if the employer wants them warm or cold. Actually, I'm not going to read all through these. I'm just going to roll it. But just to kind of give some background for my character, my scruff is 2. I have 1 tech, 2 smooth, and minus 1 force. Hannah let us start with 3 improvements because we're not newbies. So I improved my scruff and tech to kind of raise them, but I need smooth for this. So here we go. First roll of the game. That is 11 on the dice, plus 2 for a 13.
Wow.
So the thing I already read is the thing that matters.
Oh boy.
Okay. Wow. Do you have like a specific contact, like, or just, we just want to refer to them as your guild contact? Or do you want to name them?
Yeah, you can create whoever you want for that. I am not very good at names off the cuff, so I will leave that to you.
Oh, no. I need to pull up a name generator
they can
or something.
They can be a human man, just a basic human man.
His name
Maybe
is
Maybe he could
Bob.
Be called Ba Sick. Oh, Bob. I like it.
Bob with
say?
Two A's.
I said he could be Ba Sick, you know, for basic, but...
name is Ba.
Maybe
Sick.
His name is Bob with 2 A's. Sick. Bob Sick.
Bob Sick.
Okay, his name's Bob.
S-I-K.
S-I-K, yeah.
S-I-K, okay. Bob Sick. All right, so you got a 10 plus. Bob Sick contacts you. And... I can't take that seriously. Okay.
Are there sheep people in Star Wars? Because his name reminds me of like Bob. His name is Bob.
I don't think so. I mean, I could be wrong, but.
Okay. So you get information from your contact, and he mm-hmm. tells you that you're after a female Twi'lek named Elith Mino, and that he has some information that she's somewhere on the planet Brakur. And he sends you an image of this woman. She's a female Twi'lek, and she's white. Like, and when I say white, I don't mean Caucasian. I mean
albino.
She's
colors.
Like Snow White. Yeah. And she has violet eyes. And he tells you that they want her warm, but if someone else is like after her, it's best to leave her cold rather than to be taken by someone else.
Oh, okay. So they want her warm, but if somebody else is after her, don't let them take her alive.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be what that means.
I just wanted to make sure I understood clearly. Yes.
They want her warm, but if something happens. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what you learn from Basic.
All right. So that's Elith Mino.
Yes.
On or near the planet Brikur.
Yes.
Okay. So I imagine that's going to be my reason for going on this mission, I take it.
Yes.
Is this particular bounty. Okay.
Mm,
awesome.
Interesting. Well, then I suppose that makes it my turn.
Yes, it does.
All right.
Go ahead and introduce your character.
All right, everybody. I'm actually playing one of the Jedi playbooks. I get to play the Jedi Master, which I'm very excited about. I'm going to be playing the character known as Jedi Master Kren Ta, and that is first name is Kren, last name is Ta, two separate names. And I remember when I was building the character, I was like, what's a species that doesn't get a ton of appreciation, at least in the movies? And I was like, how cool would it be to be a Mon Calamari Jedi? So I'm a Mon Calamari, and it's interesting. My look is, think of it very much like, of course, Admiral Ackbar from the movies, except his skin tone is more of a like a silvery color, and he's got these big orange eyes. You know, you've seen them. They've got the big goggly eyes. And he does wear the traditional Jedi garb, the robes, but he has made a slight, not an alteration, but when he had them made this way, is they're actually tinted a slightly green color as sort of a remembrance of his roots on Mon Cala. And yeah, it's I don't want to get into his story, but yes, he's a...
That's good. Yeah, that's a good description of who you are and what you do.
Fair.
All right, so go ahead and tell us what your beginning of mission move is.
Yes, and I'll get to my lightsaber when it becomes relevant. But the beginning of mystery, it is actually Force Visions. It says, through the Force, you can sense how the future might unfold. At the beginning of the mission, roll plus Force. And then there's a list of things that can happen. And then just to read my stat block really fast, actually, since Andrew did that as well. My scruff is not that great. I have a -1. I have a -1 scruff. 0 in tech. I'm not my forte. My smooth is a +2. I'm pretty good at negotiating, but my force is actually the strongest. I have a +3 in force. I am an absolute powerhouse. So... I am going to roll this and hopefully get a high number and then explain what happens. Okay, that's force. But even with the addition, oh man, that's a 5.
What did you roll?
I rolled two ones on 2d6s.
Oh,
Snake eyes?
No.
You rolled snake eyes your first roll?
Unless I'm reading this incorrectly. Let me take a look. Nope, that's correct. Yep. That's bad. I don't like that. I really don't like that.
Ugh. All right, so Snake Eyes +3 is a miss.
Yes, it is.
That's nice for me.
Well, that just implants dread into my soul. Thank you so
much.
On
a miss, the dark side clouds your mind. Something terrible is going to happen, and you won't see it coming.
Oh no.
We haven't even gone on the mission yet. My gosh. Wow. Okay.
All it means is that you're dooming our mission from the start. It's not a big deal.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yep. Okay.
Something's all right. Well, since you don't get any bonus information, Susanna, why don't you introduce your character real quick, and then we'll explain how you two are together and what you're doing here.
Yeah. Hi. My name is Zilova Kelziad. I go by Zil for short. It's easier to say. I am his Padawan. His hopefully only second Padawan.
Mm.
Hopefully. I was just listening to that going, oh boy, he wants a third Padawan, doesn't he?
Depending on how you play it, I might want one, yeah.
What? We already have a main character. What?
My main character trait is irritating. Oh, great. So who knows? Great. Yeah, so I'm Zil. I'm a Padawan. I am a Lisette, which I decided I would just make Hannah's art drawing job like really yes. hard.
Yep.
Because there are no canon.
Everyone picked complicated
Lisettes.
Aliens.
Well, young ones anyway.
That's because no one wants to be a human.
I am 15 years old and I am 6'5".
Do you want to describe what a Lisette looks for people who might not be familiar?
Okay, so the only Lisettes you've seen would be in Rebels, Star Wars Rebels, which is really good, by the way, which is kind of like the sequel to Clone Wars. They're kind of big, blue, ape bat things. They don't have wings, but I mean, their face is kind of bat-like.
Yeah,
that's
like,
the best I can.
Yeah,
they're
that's a pretty
big, blue, striped ape bat things.
Yes.
You have to look up a picture.
That's the best I could do. If you want to know, you could look them up.
Look up the art, especially because I should have mentioned for a size comparison, I actually get to be the short person this time because my species doesn't get mm-hmm. higher than about 5'3" in this case, is what I am.
He's a literal shrimp.
So I'm very small, and my student is this massive furry creature.
I'm a giant furry creature.
And yeah. What are your stats, Susanna?
My stats are... By the way, I apologize if my voice sounds a little funny. I am just getting over COVID. My stats are 0 scruff, -1 tech, +2 smooth, +3 force.
What? How is it that you're able to match me in force? That shouldn't be fair. I'm the master.
Because I had 3 upgrades.
Yeah,
and I had one
it.
That I could add to the beginning, her, so I dumped everything in force.
Her midichlorian count is just really high.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
Actually, Wesley's and I stats are almost exactly
they
the same.
Are.
Yeah, you just but, have scruff and tech reversed.
Yeah. So I'm just extra bad at technology.
Okay. I guess.
I know, Wesley, I you were like mad. So confident talking about how you're a powerhouse, and I'm like, he hasn't noticed Susanna's stats yet, has he?
He
laugh it up, everybody. Laugh it up.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. It's all good. I mean, you just proved that even if you have +3, sometimes you can roll snake eyes and still fail. So
she's so strong because I taught her everything I know, you see, because
oh, yeah.
it's mine.
You could tell yourself that. Okay.
So I'm his new Padawan.
Yes. So we have
I
a
think
master
we haven't
Padawan
known each other
and a
very
hunter.
Long. I think we're still kind of getting used to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's been... I mean, we know each other, but I don't think it's like a "you are my best friend for life" yet.
No, we are not exactly buddies.
Yeah. So,
was really quick question then? Was she like assigned to you?
Which,
or
yeah,
that's usually how it works.
Okay.
That's kind of how it works.
That's
yeah.
normally how it works. Yep.
I didn't know if like maybe sometimes they could just like they meet them in the wild, so to speak, and they decide to make them their Padawan.
Yeah,
but
it could. I think
we could, but I was born into it.
Okay.
Like I was yeah. trained from a baby.
Yes.
Gotcha. So.
And I was chosen when I was very young as well. They figured me out and brought me to the temple, raised me.
Yeah, so I was raised in the temple, so I was okay. given to him when I got old enough.
Gotcha.
So I think the kind of common goal here that's binding this crew together is the destination you're going to. So Krenta'a has been studying an ancient text and believes that they'll find an artifact somewhere on Brakur. Zil has been helping him with this research, as is part of her training. And they think from the context clues that they've gathered that they're looking for a Jedi star compass. And they think it's going to be somewhere on this planet. So that's kind of how you guys are together, is that you are going to the same planet. Everyone good?
Neato.
Yeah, I'm good with that, yeah.
Like, we run across each other, or, like, so we didn't hire him. He was going anyway.
Yeah, it okay. was kind of like a, you guys were looking for him. Transport, and you found this guy, and you're like, hey, cool, we need to go there too, I guess.
We've
unless
met him
you
before,
guys
though,
had different ideas.
No, that absolutely works. It's fine.
What'd you say,
well,
Susanna?
Well, they didn't, like... They didn't just meet me for the first time. Susanna brings up a good point. They
we've
knew
met before.
Yeah.
We've met before, and they found out that I was going the same place and asked for a ride.
And we paid really well. I'm pretty sure that's the only way he'd take us again.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so all of you guys are familiar with each other.
That's it.
By the way, there is like it's called A Long Time Ago. There's like a similar mechanic to Monster of the Week where you decide how you know each other. We've already done that, and it'll come up in story if it's relevant. But
yes, we did do that as part of creating our characters. So we used the Long Time Ago section to generate some backstory.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready for the opening crawl?
Oh, boy.
I wrote an opening crawl. Conflict abounds in the Old Republic. In a time where thousands of Jedi and Sith exist at once, the Jedi's efforts to maintain balance among the Force is paramount. A Jedi Master and his young Padawan, Kren Taa and Zelova Kelziad, have forged an unlikely alliance with bounty hunter Gar Niara to gain transport to the remote jungle planet Bracur in their search for an ancient Jedi star compass. Though unsure where this artifact may lead them, they hope it will aid in their efforts against the Sith. Bracur is a dangerous planet filled with hostile Garak and toxic plant life. Though they will soon discover other forces at work on the planet pose a much more serious threat. Dun dun dun.
Ooh, I like this. This is good. This is cool.
Alright. So, you guys land on Bracur. I'm gonna get all these names wrong, even though I made them. You guys land on Bracur. It is a jungle planet. It is a very thick jungle planet. Actually, let me see if there's any rolls here you guys might need to make. Gar Niara is our pilot.
Yes. Do you want me to describe the ship?
Yeah, please describe the ship.
So a fun thing about this system is there is a whole kind of rule about the ship and like who owns it. We kind of decide who it makes sense, and if the group doesn't like agree, you can roll for it. But we all agreed that me as the bounty hunter, it made sense that I was the ship owner. So this is a ship class of my own design. I called it a Corona class ship because my ship is called the Eclipse.
I like it.
It is a sleek, flat, and matte black starship made for speed and maneuverability. And it's also known for being very customizable. So people who buy these can kind of make them on the inside however they need them to be to meet whatever their kind of purpose is. It's a medium-sized starship. It has four highly maneuverable wings. So it's got like two wings on each side, one in front of the other. And these wings can kind of be very intricately moved to kind of help you do some, you know, very complex maneuvers if you need to. That's pretty much it. It's just a medium-class starship. It's got turrets and missiles, but other than that, I am guiding this this ship into the atmosphere of this jungle planet Bracur and coming in for a landing.
I think I'm going to have you roll I've Got a Bad Feeling About This to see if you find a good place to land, I guess. Give you some insight. That is force.
Not very good at that one. Man, maybe I should use my special move right off the bat.
You could if you want to. You know, this is an incredibly dangerous, hostile planet, so.
Let's see, what's the flavor text of that move that I'm thinking about using? I think I'll roll for it. I don't want to risk the ship this early in the game. I have a move where I could risk the ship. But we'll see. Well, that is a 10 on the dice. Unfortunately, my force is a -1, so that is a 9 instead of a full success.
Okay. So on a 7 and 9, you hold one, so you get to ask one of the questions.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to land the ship, so I think the most applicable one is going to be, what's my best way in?
I think you spot a sort of clearing. It seems to be near... You see kind of like some smoke in the area, so you think there may be like a camp nearby, but you think this clearing is going to be your safest bet because there's no like thick trees or anything that are going to get in your way.
It's going to be the safest and easiest landing for the ship.
Yeah.
Okay. Really quick, do we know much about this planet? Like, is it inhabited? Is it not very inhabited?
It is. Yeah, you guys would know a little bit about this planet considering you guys have both kind of like done your research before coming out here. Basically, the planet is inhabited by the native people, or called the Garak. They are tall, reptilian kind of human hybrids, and their culture idolizes violence and war. And so, as such, they're hostile to nearly all outsiders.
Okay.
Friendly.
And I did make them alligator-like or reptilian-human hybrids as a nod to Shrimp and Crit, so I'm just going to put that on the record.
Nice. I love that. That's Hey-o. Awesome. That's awesome. So I'm coming in for this landing. I see this clearing, and I also see some smoke. So I just kind of come over the intercom from the bridge, and I just say, all right, everyone, keep your eyes peeled. I found a clearing to land in, but there's some smoke. Not sure if that's... anything to worry about or not, but this is definitely the best place to put down. And I go to make my landing.
All right, you make your landing. I'm not going to make you roll again or anything. You do that successfully. Okay. Krenta and Zil, what do you guys think you're doing kind of on this journey? Like, where do you think you are when this comes over the intercom?
Would this be a good time to talk about how the ship is set up in, like, the system?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So the ship is kind of customizable. No, it's okay. So everyone kind of gets their own room, and everyone got to pick a room. So everyone can talk about the kind of rooms that they chose to add on.
Well, I added on a Jedi training room.
Yeah, that's the one that kind of comes with your playbook.
And because this is my ship and we're not like an actual team or anything, something we kind of talked about for fun is like... She probably kind of repurposed the space while she's been traveling with me. So what kind of space on the ship do you think you repurposed as a training room?
Just like an old, like, little used, like, hangar bay, you know?
Okay. Some kind of, like, basically where we might enter the ship, you know, whatever kind of large space that might be.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I could imagine, like, there's, like, I think there actually is, like, a hangar bay or some kind of, like, similar space that was an option, but since we didn't pick it, like, I like the idea that this is what it is, you know. It's your training room, you know. Yeah. It doesn't have all the other features that it might normally have, you know.
Makes sense to me.
And Susanna, you also picked the bridge, right?
Yeah, and I also picked the bridge.
Yeah, so my ship doesn't have just a cockpit. It has like an actual, like, fully functioning bridge. So I like to imagine that there's like bucket seats and, you know, other kind of
nice
peripheries. Like, maybe I can even like pull up like a kind of a rudimentary map, you know, if I needed to, on like a little like map hologram or something, you know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I get a brig as a bounty hunter. So a jail, you know, it's not a military grade jail. I can make it better if I want to with credits, but I have a place to hold my bounty targets if I'm bringing them in warm. And then the one I picked extra was smuggler's containers. So this is normally the scoundrels. We all got to pick an extra room. And it's just a place to hide goods that, you know, if I need to acquire something during a bounty that is not up to code or, you know, regulated.
What? Bounty hunter having something illegal?
I know, it doesn't make any sense.
That brings it to me. I actually get a holocron library as my given room, and I think that if it's a full library, I think it would have to be a fairly large space. So maybe it's actually, you know what? Maybe it's just like my personal quarters. Wherever my personal quarters is, it's the same room as my library. So like one whole wall is nothing but hollow shelves.
Yeah, I like that.
That
I
works.
Mean, like, because I definitely would have rooms for if I'm having people that are, like, traveling with me, you know? Like, you definitely have your own quarters, you two. I think it's a big enough ship for that. So...
Oh, thank goodness.
I like that. I think maybe even if we're, like, kind of, like, playing through us landing, like, you might see me after I've landed, like, kind of just, like, walk by and, like... You would notice. I'm probably trying not to be noticed, but like I kind of shake my head a little bit looking into your room, you know. Like you probably even hear me just grumble, you know, under my breath, getting a little comfortable.
Do Nautilins have their own, like, native language he could talk in, or?
Oh, yeah, I probably would. You know what, that's even better. Like, I'd probably say that in Nautilan, or whatever the language is called. I can look that up.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. There's something I was going to look up ahead of time that I will have in reserve, but carry on.
Are we including our second rooms as well, or not?
Yeah, what's your second room?
Yeah, go ahead.
My second room, just because it came in very handy in Thornvale, actually, was I asked for an actual med bay with a Bacta tank. So we've got one of those.
You do indeed. Mm-hmm. What? People might get hurt in this game?
No way.
Huh?
Man, I would have never seen that coming. Quick interjection, Nautilans speak their native language of Nautila, which is an underwater language reliant on pheromones as much as sound. So out of the water, they usually speak Basic or Anselmian. And another interesting tidbit, the Anselmians are like the other race that's prevalent on the same planet that the Nautilans come from. But they're like a surface-dwelling race, so I guess they like speak their language because it's like the one from their home planet. So.
You know, Andrew, it seems like you and my characters have more in common than I thought, because my species shares the
people.
Well, that and, that and my species shares the planet with another species that doesn't like me very much.
Okay.
You guys can bond over.
Actually, I don't know if their civil war was in this time period or not, but anyway. But yeah, if you're passing the room and you sort of mumble something, I don't think Ta even hears you, because I think he's doing that classic Jedi thing where he's got one of those like meditation couches and he's just silent. He's just silent, and like the blue glow of the hollows is over his face as his eyes are closed, and he's very in the zone at the moment. He might not have even heard you. Or rather, he did, but he's like, all right, he's just thinking like, okay, in a moment, I'll be there in a sec.
Susanna, what do you think Zill is doing?
Oh, Zill is definitely like in the training room, like training, for sure.
Okay. Does she have like one of those little droids that like shoots the little lasers?
Yeah, probably something like that. I'm getting pretty good at it.
Yeah.
I think, if you'll allow it, I think maybe Gar walks in as you're training, and maybe like a stray like deflection like goes whizzing past his head.
Oh no, I do it on purpose for sure.
Oh, you do it on purpose, but he doesn't know this.
Just so that it like just barely doesn't hit you like right above the door as you enter.
Yeah, and he's just like, hey, be careful in here.
And I kind of pop up the little visor on my little helmet thing. And I'm say, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Don't think I forget what happened the last time.
Is your jaw feeling better?
Yes.
Good.
This is my ship. Be careful with it.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I kind of
that was ship
pop
with the
visor
P.
back down again.
Oh, that was ship with the P. Yes, I kind of yeah. He goes and like prepares his gear. You know, he's kind of getting ready to leave. He's he's got to open the bay here that you're practicing in. So he's letting you finish your things. You know, finish your katas or whatever you call them in this galaxy. So
I'll finish up, and then eventually I'll go and kind of sit down in the bridge with like a towel around my shoulders,
waiting for Kren Ta.
Yeah.
He eventually makes his way, and it didn't take much longer after hearing the voice, but he emerges onto the bridge, and I think he's looking out of the front screen if there's a way to see. However it is, he's looking, and he's doing the like very slow blink as he's looking out, peering. It's like, so we have arrived at last.
Yeah, it looks like.
If research is credible, which is... I do not doubt the archives will be out there somewhere.
I think she's just got this kind of like big smile on her face, like she's looking excited.
You guys both are here to find someone or something, but you don't know exactly where on the planet to look, so you should probably strategize to figure that out.
Where exactly are we going?
The research I've done previously, we've both done, Has it given any indication of where, or just that it's on, just that it's here somewhere, or the rumor is that it's here somewhere?
On this planet.
Okay.
You failed your role, so yeah. On this planet.
That's true. Okay. I think Ta thinks about this a moment, and then Hannah, can I maybe roll one of my moves? Because I think that especially after the failure of the first roll and the fact that he couldn't get any information, he's thinking, well, we can't exactly go out there blind. So I'm wondering, can I use that move that I pulled from the Outcast book?
Let me look at it.
It's up to you. I don't have to use it now. I just thought it might be useful since I failed the first one.
I have no moves that are helpful here.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is this like... So I'll read the move. It's no one's ever really gone. You can always sense and commune with the spirits of force users that others cannot see. They can help you from beyond the veil, and they give you more opportunities to sense things when you've got a bad feeling about this. So that kind of seems like a flavor text for you've got a bad feeling about this. Does that sound right?
I guess so. I thought maybe they could actually give
Well,
me
you
roll.
Can roll you've got a bad feeling about this and use that as kind of the flavor. That's fine with me.
Well, okay, cuz I thought, you know, I very much do have a bad feeling about this because
yeah,
I've reached
you
out.
Guys are all yeah, you guys all know that this planet is pretty dangerous, so you all definitely have a bad feeling about this. So
all right.
I think everyone will have a chance to roll that at some point.
Makes sense.
All right, then I will roll.
Okay, an 8. That means you get to hold one, so you get to ask one of the questions.
Do you want to read them out since this is the first time?
Yeah,
well,
the
this
questions...
is the second time. I didn't read them out.
Yeah, Andrew did use this earlier, but it's okay. The questions are, what's my best way in? What's my best way out? What here can I use to my advantage? Do I sense someone I hadn't anticipated being here? Who else is in danger, and what's the best way to help the victims?
I want to say best way in, but I don't think that fits as well because Kren had this when he initially tried the first roll and failed. I think he gets a sense that there is definitely something dark side going on here. And so I want to ask, is there someone else here I didn't anticipate being here? I think. Makes a little more sense.
Okay. So... kind of relating this to your move, your flavor text for this role.
Yeah.
I don't think you sense anyone specific here that you didn't expect.
Okay.
But you sense that there's been a lot of Jedi, like, on this planet previously. Not recently, but you sense, like, the spirits or, like, the essence or just, like, influence on the Force of... ancient Jedi have been here. So this definitely confirms to you that you're in the right place.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's just looking out of the window at the front or whatever, and he says,
we are not the first to have come here. Many, many Jedi in the past have been here. This place was very important. And he looks out again and says, seems we will not know more until we get out there.
Many Jedi have been here. That is sort of why we are here. Yes. Ancient stuff.
I think she just hears from behind her back just this... as it like it's like the... I think many times he's tried to explain that, like, history and who have come before us can have many more implications and meanings than what she thinks of as just, oh yeah, old stuff that doesn't matter. And yet every time she's just like, yeah, but they're gone now, so why do we care? Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I think they're just standing there waiting for if the door is still shut or whatever, they're just gonna take some steps out.
You guys were back in the bridge, right?
Yes, yeah, we were in the bridge.
Yeah, I think that once Gar is ready, he would kind of make his way back, and he just looks in, like, through the door, kind of leans in, looks at the two of you, just says, two of you ready?
I suppose.
He nods.
All right. Well, playing it like this, I say, we stick together even if we're not exactly here for the same things. I was just going to drop you all off, but I don't know.
I think Zil kind of looks at the guns you've probably got strapped to yourself already and says, yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, the idea is just to stay together for right now, I guess.
And all right. Gar just gives kind of a curt nod and turns to lead the way out.
All right, so you guys head out.
Mm-hmm. I hit my little remote, beep beep the ship, you know. I'm kidding.
Beep beep, make sure it's locked.
I lock up a starship, however you lock up a starship.
Yes. Yeah. I like the idea of a starship.
Push like a little
key
hand
fob.
Button on the door.
Yeah, yeah.
I just gotta fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you head out, and Gar, I'm not gonna make you roll for this or anything. As soon as you step outside, I'm not sure if the correct word is smell or sense someone familiar to you.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Could you say that my head tentacles are tingling?
Yes, your head tentacles are tingling.
Okay. Who is this person that I know?
It is your rival bounty hunter kind of a person. Someone that you've run into before.
Uh-huh.
Ah. You are very familiar with her smell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
Familiar.
Yes, quite.
I see.
Do you want to share her name since you came up with it?
Yeah, I'll save kind of the description of her for when we meet her,
okay.
Or hopefully meet her. Her name is Dagger.
Dagger, okay.
That's her alias anyways. You're not sure what her real
gotcha.
Name is.
I only know her by her alias. Gotcha.
Yes,
okay.
You know her by Dagger.
So Gar, I think you two would, like, he's not going to hide it or anything. Like, he's smooth, but this person has kind of gotten under his skin before. So he's walking off the ship and kind of catches a whiff of this scent, so to speak. I know what Hannah's going for. We talked about it ahead of time. But this scent kind of sets him on edge. You see him tense up. And he curses under his breath, but he doesn't elaborate. But you still hear him say it, so.
Something wrong, Gar.
There's another bounty hunter here.
Oh?
She's dangerous, so we'll have to keep an eye out.
All right.
Do you, by any chance, know where you are going?
I mean, that's kind of the job. I have to find something that doesn't want to be found or someone.
But do you have like a, I don't know, like a north or a south?
I know that they're on this planet somewhere. I'll find them.
Helpful.
Now that we're on the ground, Gar, you said you saw smoke when landing. Can we?
Yeah, I think Gar would definitely be looking for that, honestly. But he did mention it, so you two would know of it as well.
Okay. Kren is kind of swiveling his head one way and then another way, looking for this smoke that he probably saw when landing, when he was up on the bridge as well. Were we able to see the direction from where we landed?
Yeah, you would have seen the direction as you landed. I'll say you can't see it now that you're on the ground, you know, through the trees, but you definitely would have had a direction. You could orient yourself in that direction if you wanted to.
Was it like immediately close to this clearing, or was it like off in the jungle a little bit?
It's not too close. It's within walking distance, but it's not like right through the trees.
It's not like right
you know
on
what
the
mean?
Edge or anything.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not
okay.
Like right on the yeah. edge of the clearing, but it is within walking distance.
All right, yeah. I want to do something then. After finding out he doesn't know where he's going either, I think Zil will reach into her robes, into a pocket on the inside, and pull out a small disc that's maybe about the size of her hand, and she has large hands, but, you know, still about the size of her hand, maybe like 6 or 7 inches across. And she kind of taps it twice on top, and then this little droid pops up. This little droid kind of looks like a flying saucer with a camera on the front of it, like a camera lens. Pops off of this little housing that turns into like a little screen in her palm where it sits.
A controller.
Yeah. This little droid pops up and kind of hovers right in front of her. And she says, okay, kit, let's go see what's over there. And the little droid kind of flies off into the sky over the trees and starts to head towards that fire or that smoke area. And I'm going to look down at my little controller disc to see where it's going.
I'm just trying to resist going like beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop.
It can beep, beep, boop. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so the droid beep beep boop boops over there.
Yeah.
I mean, what is a Star Wars thing without having the droids go beep boop? Like, it's necessary.
I am going to say now, I'm going to insert a gonk droid as soon as humanly possible because gonk. I love gonks.
Gonk.
Yeah.
So yeah, Kip flies off into the air over the trees and is going to go find out what's over there in that smoky area.
All right.
So what do I see, Hannah?
Why don't you roll? I've got a bad feeling about this. I'm going to describe what you see, but just to see if you get something maybe extra.
Okay.
Just picturing a little probe droid. A boing gangly.
Yeah. Yeah.
11.
11, so you get 2 holds.
Yay. What here can I use to my advantage? And I guess who else is in danger, probably?
Okay. I think the answer to your question is going to be the same something or someone. So, what you see here is, you said his name is Kip with like a P or a T?
Yes, Kip with a P.
With a P, Kip.
Just like earlier, it was a P instead of a T earlier.
Yeah, yeah. I'm having a hard time with the piece of the T. So Kip beep beep boop boops over the trees towards the smoke that you guys spotted on your way in. And you definitely notice kind of like, it definitely looks like a camp or maybe even like a rudimentary like village. There's not any like defined structures, but there's like kind of like tents draped over the edges of like trees and things like that, all kind of centered around this big campfire. Near the campfire, you spot a woman. She has red skin and purple hair, and she is bound like with her hands behind her back, and her ankles are also like bound together. And
oh,
you get this feeling, you know, through the force, as one does, that this woman can help you in some way. You're not sure how, but you feel like she is your advantage here. You can use her to your advantage to help you kind of figure out where to go on this planet. That's the kind of vibe that you get. But she is also someone that's in danger.
Well, I think we are going to have to mount a rescue mission already.
Yes, also, you see, this is a village of Garak, so you do see multiple Garak.
I turn and say that to my master, and I hold up the little screen and show him. She feels important.
Your insight will serve it well.
Gar, do you see this screen?
I was going to say, I think Gar, like, while she was, like, doing her recon, I think he was, like, just, quote-unquote, like, securing the clearing, just making sure that there was nothing else, like, untoward in the area. But I think by the time she, like, has this, you know, discovery, he'll probably be back, and he could probably, like, peer over Krenta's head or shoulder and see this.
It's Dagger.
It's Dagger? Okay. I thought that might be the case.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and he's just like, huh, she's getting sloppy, I guess.
Friend of yours?
That's that other bounty hunter I told you about, the one that I've, well, I didn't say it earlier, but she's a competitor of mine.
Well, unfortunately, I think we are going to have to go save her.
I mean, why?
I think that's where we're going to have to end it for this first episode.
Okay.